You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Natasha B. Russell. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here today.
Coming all the way virtually from Canada.
Yes, good old Calgary, Alberta. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but that's where I am.
Well, we're going to hear all about your story. I'm going to read to you guys all about her and get into some great questions. But first, I do have to mention that this show is being brought to you and sponsored by Cara Health Products. Now, these products are life-changing shampoos, conditioners. There are supplements to make your hair grow. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but this is a scalp massager, which truly is part of such the hair growth process because you need to open up those follicles to have your hair grow. Anyhow, go to carahealth.com and check out these products. They are life-changing. They will help your hair get thicker, grow faster, and use coupon code JAIME10, J-A-I-M-E-10, and you will thank me later. These hair products are amazing. I can talk about them at the end again. And maybe, Cara Health, you have a new customer in Natasha. You never know. And Natasha, you can tell all your friends.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, so Natasha, we are going to read to you guys all about Natasha. Here we go. Natasha B. Russell is the founder and CEO of NBR Strategic Solutions. Her business offers coaching, speaking, and consulting services to support purpose-driven entrepreneurs, corporations, and non-profit organizations with achieving their business goals. Natasha has more than 17 years of corporate communications experience working in a variety of sectors. She is an internationally certified health and life coach, certified motivational speaker, and communications and public relations expert. She enjoys mentoring the youth and is on a mission to make a positive impact globally. Lead with purpose, confidence, and clarity is Natasha's motto. So Natasha, first, let's just get into, can you tell us your story a little bit? How did you get into this work?
Yes, thanks, Jamie. Great question. My story has a lot of turns and twists, but literally in a nutshell, I started off my career in legal as a paralegal, started working with lawyers at the early age of 18. My parents thought maybe I should be a lawyer because beforehand, like interestingly enough, I was very shy, I was very timid. And so I didn't really talk a lot, but once I got over that hill, I decided that, you know what, I do enjoy connecting with people, I love speaking. And so I worked in legal for several years and then I went back to school and did communications and PR, found I loved it, worked for a lot of great energy companies, did a lot of great work, you know, media stuff, but something was still missing. It wasn't fulfilling. You know, it was nice. You have the corporate salary, all that good stuff, the perks. But it was around a time in 2017 where there was a high recession in Calgary, well, Canada, and a lot of people were committing suicide. And I just couldn't understand why. And so I felt like if I could be a voice of reason, if I could save a life, to me, that was fulfilling. And so I went back to school and studied coaching and speaking. And this journey has just taken me on to whole new adventures. And my goal is to transform as many lives and businesses essentially from the inside out. So that's what I do day in out, and I love it because I get to change lives for the better.
Oh my God. I mean, I get it also. It's the work that I do as well. And I love that I can feel your sense of purpose and meaning, and that meant so much more to you than what you were doing before, that you wanted something rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that's almost like I always say this, when you find your purpose, you find your life. It literally gives you energy. You're excited to do it. So for me, when I get up and I'm able to speak to a crowd and help them around, you know, developing a strategy for success or building their confidence, because that's really what my story is about. Lacking confidence as a little girl, having this, you know, very rare illness and overcoming that, thank God I never had the issue again. But I struggled. You know, I was bullied as a child. I was, you know, like I said, the quiet one. And so I do know that confidence, when you find it, and not arrogance, but confidence, right, is critical to your success. And so, yeah, I'm on that mission.
Confidence, not cocky. I always say that.
Exactly.
Right. So can you tell us, how do you work with your clients on going from not feeling very confident to feeling really confident? What does the work look like for you?
Yeah, well, you know, every client is different and every client has a different story. So my process usually starts off with really getting to know their goals and their dreams and things that they may have gone through in their childhood that may have, you know, they had those self-limiting beliefs or, you know, they were self-sabotaging. Everybody has their own right journey. And so my first step is to find out, what do you really want? What do you want? Why do you want it? And what will having that do for you? And then when I get super clear, like we get super clear, like clarity, I say, saves you time, it saves you money, it saves you resources, then we can really dig in further and create the vision, that big grandiose vision. Like, what do you want for your life? If you had all the confidence in the world, what would you do with it? What would it look like? And so I work with my clients on building mindset. You know, it's super important to, again, building your confidence. Again, understanding what they want, building out a strategy, which I call like your roadmap to success. What tactics, action steps do you need to take to get to where you want to be? And then last but not least, I talk a lot about belief systems and how we can unlearn certain beliefs growing up as a child or even, you know, as adults, that we can unlearn anything and truly believe. I always say that if our mind can conceive it, I think this is Napoleon Hill, then you better believe you can achieve it. So that just the thought alone is super powerful. And I find when my clients start to begin to build their confidence and believe in themselves again, or maybe they're looking at, you know, growing, you know, corporately, professionally, that they're able to take more leaps and bounds and do great things.
Yes. I mean, limiting beliefs, these negative narratives that are going on inside of people's minds can truly hold people back. And so until you get to the point where you can say, actually, that's not true. If the thought is I'm unworthy of this or it's not going to happen, that's actually not true. And to increase and build that muscle and practice it every day, like mindfulness, that is the point at which people can actually manifest their dreams, because there's nothing holding them back. There's nothing in the way anymore. People are in their own way.
Absolutely. We are our biggest obstacle, right? Our biggest roadblock. And that's what you said. It's habits, right? What we do in day in, day out. So if you're, I was reading this study the other day and it talked about on average as human beings, we get more negative thoughts than we do positive. I find that quite alarming. So it's like that habit of interruption of like, no, I can do this. Not I can't. Or, you know, I could never have that. Well, actually, yes, I could have that. Right. And so what's really stopping us? And like you just said, Jamie, a lot of times it's us or perceptions that other people have put on us or barriers that we believe that other people have placed on us. So it's up to us now to uproot it. I say, dig it up and throw it away. Mm-hmm. And let's create some new beliefs around what you want to see in your life. And let's manifest it together. But you got to put in the work too. You can't just think about it. You got to be about it.
Yes, I love it. And you know what? That work isn't necessarily always fun. Like, you got to get into the muck and you got to go there to heal it. You can't, obviously you can't get past unless you go through. But doing the work and going through the muck and just really getting into it and having the courage to do the work, because it's an investment in yourself and your life. It's like, do you want to live the rest of your life the way you've been living it? Or do you want it to be extraordinary? And do you want to be free from yourself and free from your past?
Absolutely. You said it's so true. Do you want to be free? And I believe that's what we all want, Jamie. We all want freedom, right?
Freedom.
It's really that freedom. And we have to believe we can have it, because if we don't, unfortunately, what we'll see is we'll probably be potentially the same place we were last year or at a worse place. If we just continue to, sometimes people wallow in their self-pity or that they don't have the ability to change their environment. And I know everybody has different obstacles, especially depending on where you live. But again, if you can conceive the thought and you believe that you can achieve it, well, let's get to work. Let's dig it up and let's start. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, there are so many beautiful stories of people that came from nothing, but they believed in themselves and there was something inside of them that knew that they were meant for more. Just like everybody is meant for more. You know, I'm not talking about quantity, but I'm talking about abundance. You know, it's all about quality, but this is abundance. And abundance is available to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a birthright.
It is very true. And the key again is like mindset, right? What does abundance actually look like for you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We don't even think about that because like we're in this restricted box, this ideal of what life should look like and what we should be, you know, aspiring to be or do. And there's more to life than that. So it's important for us to think about, what's our vision? What's that grandiose vision? And if we want it, to trust and believe we can have it. But again, like you mentioned, and I said, you have to do the work, and it's going to have to be going through it, not around it.
And also, I like to inspire people to know that you're never too old. It doesn't matter at what point in your life you want to bring this purpose and meaning and freedom into your life. You know, people, especially like generations above us, they feel like they are, well, I've always been like this, so I always will be like this. And that is just not the truth. Mm-hmm. At any age. I mean, I study spiritual psychology, and there are people in my class from 20 to 90. I mean, it's so beautiful to see these people that are just, they're doing the work. They want to get as much out of life as possible. And so it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah. Like age is not, and should not be a barrier. Right. And I feel like in your life, you go through seasons and your purpose evolves. So where you were and what you were doing maybe the last 10 years is not what you want to be doing now. And that's okay. Like, I've gone through so many shifts, and I feel like every time I do a shift, it brings me closer and closer to more fulfillment, right? And more clarity. And that is the process of growth. So do we want to remain stagnant? I hope we don't. I hope we want to move forward. And sometimes growing means we have to experience challenges. And I always see this in challenges, that is where truth grows. That's where you're able to define exactly what you're made of, how strong you are, and learn more about yourself and your environment. So growth is critical. And I hope we're all on that journey to learning to know ourselves more, what we enjoy, what we don't, learn to say yes to what we want and no to what we don't want.
Yes, being discerning and checking in with yourself. That is integrity. That's very empowering and very strengthening. Absolutely. I love that you just said that. And also, you just said something about doing this work and going through different phases. And as we go through life, what I believe is when we do this work, we are getting closer and closer to ourselves, connecting with ourselves, our intuition, our authentic self, which is the greatest gift, which is the freedom.
Absolutely, right? Because I feel like with society nowadays, where we are put in this box of what you see on social media, what you should look like, how you should, you know, talk, dress, what is deemed, you know, popular or chic or beautiful. And we have to change the narratives around what beauty is, or what is beauty actually, and how do you define yourself? So I always say, don't let anybody define you. Define yourself for who you are and who you want to become. And it's really that, like, that journey of falling in love with yourself and being your authentic self, because that's where the power, and like you said, the freedom comes from, is saying, you know what? I love me the way I am, and I'm going to embrace it. And I think sometimes people, and even with clients I've coached, they feel like they've either created a life that their parents wanted for them. You know, they went and became a lawyer or the doctor, and they're not fulfilled. Yeah. And now they're saying, wait a minute, like, what did I do? What am I doing with my life? Right? So let's live our lives on our terms. Let's define success on our own terms, not by what others feel or think that should look like.
Yeah, because life is too short. You never want to look back and feel like, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have taken this action, or whatever it is. I especially believe that because of COVID and because of this past year, year and a half, everything, it is encouraging people to take more chances and more risks, because one of the lessons that we've all learned is that you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and life is so fragile.
Very true. I think this time COVID was almost like, and obviously it was unfortunate because we've been on lockdown. A lot of people unfortunately have died, but for those of us who are, you know, have experienced and we're still here, I believe it gave us time to really become more in tune with ourselves, to say what's actually really important, what do I want, and if I'm not happy, now's the time to change it. And so I always say gratitude is key. Like, I always focus on every day when I wake up, the first thing I utter in my mouth is, thank you, God, for waking me up in my right, sound mind. For others, it may be the universe, but starting your day with gratitude really sets the stage for a great day. And I think that's important, that we realize that we do have a lot of things to be grateful for, even in all the things that are not going so pleasantly right now.
Yes, and the gratitude is what we were talking about before, which is the mindset. When you set the gratitude and thank you, it actually, through the law of attraction, brings in more reasons to be thankful. It's the mindset. And I also say it's the heart set also. It's like mindset.
I love how you, I love how you said that, because I remember when I started my business like 3 years ago now almost, I would say that the communications and PR is my brain baby. And the speaking and the coaching is like my heart baby. That's what I love to do. That's what really fulfills me. So I like how you noted that for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I want to talk about, we talked about clarity for very briefly, but I know that that's something that you work with. How do you personally work with your clients on gaining clarity? And do you have a specific example from a client of yours or from your own life where you went through this journey of gaining clarity? Because it is so important.
Super important. Like, clarity, I always say, clarity will save you time, it'll save you money, it'll save you resources. You know, for myself, I'll use myself as an example. When I started my business, I wanted to help everybody. I wanted to serve the whole market. And I knew the rule. Like, I studied marketing. That's a part of my course. And I knew if I was marketing to everyone, I was marketing to nobody. But somehow I felt like, oh, maybe I could just, you know, get beyond the rule. And it didn't work. My business, it was very, I wasn't reaching anybody. So I think for me, like, once I got super clear on who do I actually want to work with, what are their pain points, how do I solve their problems, and matching the two together, then I was able to speak specifically to my client, my ideal target client, and be able to build those relationships. And in life, relationships are key, right? The relationship you have with yourself, and that really does dictate how you have relationships with others. So for me, yeah, I was really figuring out, who do I want to serve? Why do I want to serve them? And then how am I going to serve them? And reshaping everything to meet that criteria.
Okay. So clarity also to me means, like, if a client comes to me and they're like, I don't know what I should do about this. I don't know. And I always say to them that your clarity is going to come to you. You can't push it. You need to just allow it to come to you. So like, when you have a client that comes to you and they kind of had that same situation, it sounds like you work with them on just getting very clear on, well, what is it that you actually want? And then that is how the clarity comes in.
Absolutely. A lot of times you ask somebody, what do you want? And they'll tell you all the things they don't want. And so it's literally
that was my question.
So it's like, no, well, actually, what do you want? If you could have what you wanted, whether it be in your career, maybe it be looking to get promoted or climb that corporate ladder or start your own business. Well, why do you want to do that? Is it because you have exterior pressures, or is it because you really feel like that's going to fulfill you? So it's hard. It's asking those tough questions where you have to really think about it and ponder, like, what's really important? Why do I want this lifestyle or this, you know, certain opportunity? Or why am I not actually satisfied here? What's causing me these pain points or these triggers? And once you get super clear on the why, I call it the why underneath your why, and it's like you have your aha moment. And I find, like, it's the greatest moment when you're having a session with a client and they're like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was holding on to guilt from all these years, or maybe I haven't forgiven this person, or, you know, I didn't. And you're like, that's why I feel like I have to overcompensate. Like, I have a client right now I'm coaching who is very well established, you know, VP at the level, thought she would have felt super fulfilled now. She's made the goals, the targets, the financial goals, all that. But realize she's like, I'm still not fulfilled because I've been doing everything for everybody else. And I don't even know what a relationship with myself actually looks like, because I've been serving everyone out of guilt, thinking I owe them something from, you know, my upbringing. And I said, you don't owe anybody anything. At the end of the day, if you don't take care of you, if you're not happy, if you don't have the health and you have all the money and all that, you can't even enjoy it. So for her, it was like, oh my God, it's guilt. And once she's able to release that guilt, she began to actually have a relationship with herself. And then she's able to say, you know what, do I want to stay at this organization, or do I want to look at other opportunities, or do we want to explore having my own business? Because she's pretty much done it all. So those aha moments, I call them like those breakthrough moments, for me working with a client is priceless.
Yeah, and thank you to Oprah. Wasn't it Oprah that coined the aha?
Is that where it came from? Well, I love Oprah. I love Oprah. I saw her when she came to Calgary. Oh, this is pre-COVID. And I also love Tony Robbins. Those are two of the, you know, people that I love. Like I say, I definitely watch and read a lot of what they do, and definitely some of my mentors, my virtual mentors from afar. But yeah, I think it did come from Oprah.
Thank you, Oprah, and thank you, Tony, because you guys are such inspirations, and you inform such so much of us coaches, our work and our the meaning behind what we do and our passion. So thank you guys out there. And thank you to any mentor out there who's come before us, because you really have paved the way. So thank you. Just wanted to, gratefulness. Here we go. Gratefulness.
Yes. Thank you, Oprah. Thank you, Tony. And I look forward to be on the stage one day with Tony. I definitely want to do that before he exits and starts another venture. Who knows? But yeah.
And Oprah, Super Soul Sunday, I'm available.
Okay. Have some tea and chit chat. No, absolutely.
Sit with the trees. I am writing a book, so maybe when we have the book, we'll talk. Okay. So
there you go.
Now, my final question for you is, because this is Love Talk Live, we got to talk about romantic relationships. What are some things that you maybe have personally learned or just learned in general about inspirational things to have a really good, successful relationship?
Great question. Wow. Where do I start? How long do we have time? I'm just joking. I'm like, how much time do we have?
Well, let's just stay on forever.
I'm just joking. Well, the first thing I'd say is, just going back to my earlier note, is your relationship with yourself is super important. And once you're clear around like who you are, we're always still growing and evolving. You'll be able to just understand like what kind of relationships you want to have. Who do you want to partner with in business and life, right? And one thing that I realized, I'll call this my breakthrough moment, is that I have set such high expectations on myself that oftentimes I realize I was putting that on other people. And that's not fair. So I had to take that back and be like, no, these are the expectations I have for myself, not on others. And I was able to create even healthier relationships. So for anyone out there, I'd say you want a strong relationship. It starts with you, and it starts with standing up for things that you, your values, like what you hold to be true, and loving and respecting yourself, and therefore loving and respecting others. So what I'm a firm believer, what we put out, we'll receive, and what we believe will attract. So what do you need to be true for you? What do you believe for that partner? You know, like what are the commonalities that you seek, but do you believe you can have it? And do you believe you deserve it? Because sometimes we don't. And then we wonder why we keep potentially attracting the same kind of mate. So I say, change yourself, work on yourself. You'll attract the right person. It starts with you, essentially.
Absolutely. It starts with us unconditionally loving ourselves. That means there's no judgment. We've forgiven ourselves. We are free from the past, free from anything that was in the way, so that we can manifest that right match to come in.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. It's magical. And it's real. It is so, so real and so light filled.
Oh, yeah.
So, anything else that you'd like to offer to the viewers in terms of, any final inspirations, and also where they can find you and how they can work with you, et cetera, like, you know, sell yourself.
All right. Well, you know, what I would just say to all the viewers who are listening and who watch is that you have a vision. I believe you do. Sometimes we go through struggles in life and we forget, maybe growing up as a child, what we really wanted to do or become, or those activities or things that you want to get out of your comfort zone, but you're afraid. I want to encourage you to do it now. I want you to know that to become, like, we should all be in that journey of becoming the best version of ourselves. And it comes with really getting to know who we are, knowing our vision for our life, our goals, our dreams. And we all have them. And so they're tucked away and packed away in a suitcase. I want to invite you today to unpack that suitcase and think about not why can't I have it, but what will it be like when I do have this? So paint the picture vividly. Step one, create the vision board. Two, think about how does your purpose align with everything that you're doing, career-wise, business-wise, potentially, family, relationships, lifestyle. Ensure it's aligned, because it's going to give you more energy and more fulfillment, and ultimately more joy and happiness. And that's what life's about. And then lastly, I'd say, execute. You have the plan now. Don't sit back and you're waiting for the perfect moment. Now is the time to get up and do what you want. Now is the time to move forward. Now is the time to believe that you can truly have what you want, and then take action. And if you're at a place in your life where you're super unclear around, what do I actually want? What does that look like for a career? Maybe I want to transition in my career. Maybe it's relationships. I'm not really happy with how things are going in my life personally or professionally. Or maybe you want to start that business. I would love to work with you. And I do offer a free 30-minute, I call it discovery chat. I like to get a chance to get to know you, you get to know me, make sure we're a good fit. I always say like 9 out of 10 times we are, and then we can work together on achieving your goals and your dreams and making them a reality. And you can do that at natashabrussell.com. I also have a workbook on there that tells you how, or I guess guides you on how to create a strategy to achieve your goals and your dreams. And then last but not least, I'm working on an audio edition, a video edition to support that workbook. So go online and get your copy and let's get started on making, like I say, making our dreams a reality, because you got it for a reason, that vision. So let's hold on to it.
Yep. If it arrived, you got to execute and take action with it. What about Instagram? Any of your other socials?
Oh yes, social media. Yeah. That's how me and Jamie, the lovely Jamie, met. So
yes, Instagram. I was on your show.
Yes, you love my show. Lovely episode. So Natasha_B_Russell at Instagram. NATASHA_B RUSSELL. I would shorten it to NBR, but somebody has that, unfortunately.
Whatever.
And they're not even using it. And then you can find me on LinkedIn at natasha.b.russell. And then you can find me on Facebook. I have a page there. It's nbr.dream.believe.achieve. And then last but not least, my website, where you can find all this information and connect with me personally, is natashabrussell.com.
Wonderful. And as always, my website is therelationshipexpert.com. My Instagram is @therelationshipexpert, just the X, not the EX, PERT, because once again, the relationship expert on Instagram was taken. So we pivot, you know, we make it work. And finally, once again, I will bring back these sponsored products, Cara Healthcare, Cara Health, amazing products. I've used them. My hair has grown so much faster than it normally has. It's gotten thicker. And with these supplements also, and with this amazing scalp massager that just opens up those pores and lets that hair grow. You know, we are manifesting dreams. We're manifesting greater hair as well.
Yes.
Why not? So thank you so much, Natasha, for joining us today. And you're an amazing guest. And join us, everybody, every week on Love Talk Live every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. Thanks so much. Have a great night, everyone.
Great. Thanks.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.